application that was made for the entire 5 years, pre-approved by the ministers through the concurrence process, so they do not have to approve it annually. And so I hope that answers Honorable Swa's question, but we apologize for not putting it clearly written in the actual ATP presentation.
So the next one will be in financial year 23-24?
Yes.
Okay.
And then with regards to, I got cut off a little bit, so I got Honorable Ngosi's question towards the end. And I understood the question to be around the impact assessment that Parliament had requested to be done on the ARF. With regards to that, we have written to National Treasury through the accounting officer to request for resources to conduct an impact assessment on all the projects that the ARF has funded. And National Treasury has assisted us in the past before to do impact assessments on projects. So once they allocate resources, we will then discuss the scope and we will keep Parliament updated on that process of finalizing the impact assessment. And it is treated as an urgent matter that is getting attention from National Treasury so that the matter is concluded speedily as requested by Parliament. I will also touch on the issue of SADBA. Where we currently are is that the Minister of DERCO is engaging with the Minister of Finance. National Treasury has come to DERCO with proposals on how to proceed forward. And the two proposals they have put on the table is that we amend the ARF Act to include all the elements that would be required to run an independent development agency. There is also a proposal for the name change of the ARF to SADBA. And the second option is to start a whole new process of registering a new public entity, which Treasury does not advise us on because ARF already has the status of a 3A public entity. And we are also aware of the fact that there is a government component that has been approved and proclaimed by the President in 2013. The Minister of Finance in that regard advises that they are willing to support a proposal to the President to remove that registration from the as a government component, as a government component would not be an adequate vehicle to run a development agency. A government component is structured exactly as a government department. So if the development agency is structured as a government component, it would not be able to retain surpluses, it would not be able to receive funds from partners. So it would be very difficult to run a development agency through that vehicle, unless you then had two vehicles, a government component and a public entity. And due to the fiscal constraints of the country, they are suggesting we should have one vehicle. So those are the deliberations that are currently being finalized, and the DG will then report back to the committee at the next meeting on the progress that is made in this regard. Once this process is finalized, the process would then go to cabinet, as it is a work in progress on the cabinet agenda. And on the issue of concurrence will remain in the new development agency. So concurrence would remain between the ministers in the current ARS and in the new development agency that South Africa envisions to have that will be independent from DERCO. But the Minister of Finance and DERCO will still, at the executive level, have concurrence as a control measure. Thank you, Chairperson, and I will hand over to DG, and we will respond further if there is any questions that we have missed.
So, Member Thabo, this means that ARF will remain as is, and as it has been, until the work in progress has been finalized.
Yes, Chairperson. So what we are working on is what we will bring back to the portfolio committee as either an amendment or as a new creation of a new entity. But the ARF for now, until this process is complete, will remain as is,
okay,
foreseeably in the current financial year.
Okay. Thank you very much. That clarifies the matter.
Chair,
is there anything you want to amplify, DG? Oh, Honorable Swartz?
Yeah. Chair, before you go to the DG, this is very confusing. I'm saying this, Chair, because why do we reach this stage without the committee being updated on the developments on this? This now enters Honorable Mpanza, the whip, saying that we should wait for progress on this process. And also, how did this process, how is it going to cover the DG being the accounting officer, not being a referee and a player, which is what we have been raising? Also, Chair, when did these developments take place before this APP was presented to us? Because now we are getting answers, yes, on something that we have been asking all along. I'm saying it's very confusing, Chair, because time and again, the ARF has come here and presented to us. And time and again, we have been raising issues and asking that when does SAFTA come into place? When does this happen? We have been raising issues of the accounting officer being a referee and a player. And now we are getting all these very nice updates. Now, my question is, did all have this happen before this APP was presented to us? Or was it during when they were preparing this APP? When did it happen? Because it's confusing, Chair. We just need clarity on that. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Didi?
Thank you, Chair. I just want to, look, the point that I wanted to amplify is that as the discussions between the two ministers continue, one of the key issues that we need to clarify, and we'll come, once it's been done, we'll also come and share this with the portfolio committee as we move along, is the establishment of a new public entity, whether it's a Schedule 3A or any other form of the entity. I think Treasury is moving towards a Schedule 3A public entity, must ensure that the accountability issues are clearly spelled out. We can, you know, so you could have a scenario where the new entity accounts to the department, but it has its own budget vote, and it has a CEO that is essentially the de facto accounting authority. What we need to avoid is what we call dual accountability without the responsibility, where the DG of DIRCO is the accounting authority, is accountable for what happens with the new entity, but it actually has no managerial oversight to change behavior or patterns of management in the new entity. And I think this is the experience that we have seen with the establishment of entities in other departments. So these are the issues that we are discussing between National Treasury and ourselves to ensure that whatever entity is established is done on sound governance, where accountability is ensured, responsibility is ensured, and whatever happens with concurrence, that there's a particular accounting authority and an executive authority as well that are primarily responsible for the stewardship of public funds in the ARF. So that is what's going to be part of and parcel of the discussions that we will then table to the portfolio committee once the discussions between the two ministers and their teams are concluded. The issue of accountability, concurrent responsibility, but also the referee and player issue, it gets dealt with as we iron out the governance issues. Thanks, Chair, over to you.
Yes, DJ, thanks. Member Thabo says, the status quo, in as far as we have known the ARF to be, will remain in place. pending whatever processes that are ensuing between the department, treasury, and possibly the presidency, and all the legal related matters. So it means what we are dealing with here is ARF as we know it, allocations to it, and how that will be accounted for between now and the end of the financial year. At the time when there will be something that will either amend or replace the ARF, the portfolio committee will be accordingly informed, which means that we are just being sensitized about the possibility of any other eventuality. So what we are dealing with now is the entity, a creature that we know. So I didn't want us to confuse ourselves. So where we are now, it means we are dealing with ARF as we know it. And that's how we should be seeing it. All other things that are intentions, which are in the document and so on, for now, another year or there, because it's work in progress. And we can't, for instance, hold the department accountable on what it is still thinking about. Because anything that you are thinking about and you are processing, it can be changed along the way or it can be abandoned along the way. So I just thought we must confine ourselves to the creature that we know, which is ARF. Thanks for briefing us about the intentions, about the possibility of a new creature. I don't know if I'm wrong, DG. That's my understanding.
Okay, you are right. The summary that you have provided is spot on. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, thank you very much. Now that there are no other follow-up questions.
No, Chair, there is.
Oh, sorry. Honorable Mpanza?
Yes, Chair. No, Chair, it's a quick one. I think you have covered me, Chair, also, because I also wanted to ask the factor of the presidential panel on review of SOAs, because that matter also, I think, will come in, but you have captured that well, very well. Now, what I wanted to check, Chair, in terms of our report now as a committee, because we'll submit a report to Parliament. The same question that Honorable Beniswat was talking in terms of what was presented in the presentation and in the APP. Now, because there's in the APP, there's something that talks about proposing a name change. How do we deal with that in the report? Because as you have correctly clarify the matter to us, that and the official also concur, status quo remains. But in the APP, it's not talking about the status remaining, it's talking about proposing the name change. So how do we deal with that? Because we will be the ones who will be submitting this report. How do we maneuver ourselves into making sure that don't send a report that is contradictory to Parliament. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Ntate Dango.
The intention in the APP was to have the name change of the ARF to the South African Development Partnership Fund. And with that, the designation of an accounting authority would then be able to administer the ARF fund itself. And this is the intentions of the discussions. I think that what we need to convey is that until this process is completed, and it shouldn't take too much time, the status quo remains in terms of the ARF. I think that is the key message. Because you know the intention is to have a proper governance structure for the ARF in place. At the moment, we're moving towards that.
Yeah. So we'll confine ourselves to the fact that we must note that there is an intention that has been dealt with. And as and when it's finalized, we would know which route to take. So for now, we are dealing with ARF as it is and as we know it. And that's how the accountability going forward will be done until advised otherwise. Yeah, so I'm sure that is the understanding. So it means in our report, we will not talk about name change and wada-wada and all those other things. And I hope you will understand that you may have to, in that part yourself that deals with intentions, name change, and other things of the new creature, you clean it up a little bit and avoid details about it, and just state the intention. Processes that are there to deal with the intention so that it doesn't create confusion. So we are at a point now where we want to thank you. Or before we do that, Honorable CMD, Honorable Candice Mashego Dlamini, Deputy Minister.
Thank you very much, Chair. Yes, I'm available, Chair. I'm
sure, Comrade CMD.
Thank you very much, COR. Well, Chairperson, we really appreciate, and what we'll do, as the DG has indicated, we'll go back and make sure that we clarify all the issues that you said are almost contradicting, so that we present the report on the time that you have given us. So that's my comment, Chair. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks. Comrade Deputy Minister, and we also want to thank the Comrade Deputy Minister Waters for also being part of the meeting, and all the efforts taken by the department to make sure that they prepare this particular report. We thank the engagements, which were robust as always, embedded in the DTC's robustness. We thank the responses. Once more, we congratulate you and Dade Dango for your appointment. We must also, in the same breath, thank how we work with the former acting director general, Ambassador Losi, the matters we had to handle between ourselves as the portfolio committee and herself as the acting DG on behalf of the department. We want to thank the staff that were accompanying you, the DG, for the work they have done and for the manner in which they responded. We will look forward for the responses as agreed by Friday, so that if there are some issues we need to clean up, we can do that at least by Saturday, so that we are ready for submission by the deadline given to us by Parliament. Honorable members, all things being equal, this is how we come to the end of our meeting today.
Chair, sorry to disturb. I see the news hand has been up all along. So maybe he realize itself. Maybe she might be wanting to say something important.
Sorry. I didn't see the hand. I was denial. When is Nick Salvador and Lito Holino Scar is a go water like right. So I got this.
Thank you, Chairperson. Just for purposes of clarity in the report, as you explained, Chairperson, just to say the strategic plan of the ARF for the 5-year focus areas has indicated the name change. And each time every APP does indicate name change, perhaps, Chairperson, the committee should remain with that until there is a change.
Yes.
To that narrative of saying they are what is proposed is a name change, so that we do not the report doesn't contradict the strategic plan of the
department.
ARS. Yes, yes, Chairperson.
Yeah.
I thought I should just raise that one, Chairperson. Thank you.
Yeah, no, that's very clear. Yeah, that was also my understanding. All things being equal, honorable members, I want to thank you for the robust engagements, well wishes for this afternoon's sitting and the other sittings which are going to be taking place going forward. And as a portfolio committee, we also want to formally state our sympathies, our condolences, our concerns for what has happened in KZN as a consequence of the floods, a bit of the Eastern Cape and some other parts of the country. We also want to congratulate and thank the South Africans for coming together to respond to the challenges which are a consequence of the floods that ensued, as we have all seen. And we hope that from a perspective of planning, the government will take into account these unforeseeable possibilities from a risk mitigation point of view, so that we don't have to face the extent of the same catastrophe that we have faced as a consequence of, as experts say, global warming, which is unavoidable going forward. All other families that are affected by other things which are taking place in this country. We have seen people being killed, being murdered. I wouldn't want to specify and isolate any other family, but generally, what is going on in the country is not very pleasing, where people are being maimed, people are being killed, people are disappearing. It's just not a good state in some of these incidents which are taking place. So we hope that the whole country can be in prayer going forward, support each other, and make sure that we remain strong as a republic. This is how we come to the end of this meeting, honorable members and the department. So the meeting is officially closed.
Thank you, Chair.
Is Ali Buhanda.